And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Susan, I just want to introduce you to our guests right now and say thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Carla. It's wonderful to be with you.
Yeah, you know, this book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, it's just fascinating. And I know today you're going to talk to us about 10 foods that you recommend us to avoid. And I have to tell you, all of the people in our production studio were putting hands over their ears knowing that they were probably going to have some of their favorite foods targeted. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. Up front, I'm going to say I'm sorry. But this doesn't mean you have to eschew them 100%. But at least you can reduce how many of them you eat during the week.
So tell us about, what does the superfood, that word, mean?
Oh, yes. I say superfoods or nature foods. See, I know that God has given us these amazing, beautiful superfoods to keep us healthy. And not all foods are equal. Some are full of calories and void of nutrition, while others are so low in calories and so packed with nutrition that they earn the title of superfood. For example, let's look at blueberries. They're often considered a superfood because they contain significant amounts of antioxidants, anthocyanins, vitamin C, manganese, dietary fiber, with relatively few calories. And by the way, they're known as the brain berry. There's no food on planet Earth that does more to keep your brain healthy, to help prevent Alzheimer's and dementia, than the blueberry. And superfoods are the best whole foods out there. And with two exceptions that I would put top of the list, there's no one really magic bullet. Again, there are two that I think have to be at the top of the list. So you want to make sure you include a lot of different superfoods in your diet every day to get you healthy.
Yeah, and I have a question about this because I was reading an article about, you know, during the winter months, you know, particularly in the places that get snow and we don't have fresh fruits available, is it better to get organic frozen fruits at that period of time rather than the ones that are in supermarkets at that time? I mean, have they been sprayed and preserved to be able to make it to our grocery store shelves?
Well, since I live in L.A.
Right.
And we get this stuff year-round, but I still think you want to get some, obviously, fresh produce in. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy.
Right.
So if you can't get it fresh, then definitely choose some good frozen organic produce. I always keep year-round frozen berries and other fruits. I keep them in my freezer. So if I've run out and I'm making a smoothie,
right,
I'll put in my all kinds of berries or mangoes or peaches. So, yes, keep those on hand.
Yeah, I particularly love the strawberry smoothies. The frozen berries make a really nice smoothie that way. So besides the blueberries, what is your other in your top two favorite
superfoods? Well, my top one we talked about before, it happens to be sprouts like alfalfa, broccoli, lentil or red clover. And you know I devoted that entire book to homegrown sprouts, these living foods that you can grow taking about 2 minutes a day, and in 2 to 7 days you can have a beautiful harvest using up only 2 to 3 inches of kitchen space. And they are the most nutrient-rich and health-enhancing foods on the planet. So you can read all about those in my book, Kitchen Gardening.
And it's so easy. And the other part is that's fresh, so that, in, you know, you can have that fresh year-round right in your kitchen.
See, you can't get fresher. Like you pick spinach or kale and then you buy it at the market. And while it's still raw, it's not really living.
Mm-hmm.
It's not still growing, but you've got your sprouts in the kitchen. And then again, if you don't grow them in the kitchen, you can buy them in the supermarket or the health food store. That's truly beautiful living food. Now, my second one is not really a food, but it's found in almost all foods. I call it a super rejuvenator and healer. You and I have never talked about this before, but it's called molecular hydrogen. And we all know that water is what? Water is
H2O.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So to refresh everyone's memory about chemistry, hydrogen is the smallest molecule on the planet. But what a lot of people don't know, and by the way, in the last few years, there have been 1,200 peer-reviewed studies, many of them I have read, proving the benefits of molecular hydrogen on 170 disease models. But hydrogen is one of those rare molecules that is able to cross the blood-brain barrier in just minutes, which means it's great for your brain and your whole body. And you know that, maybe you don't know, but L.A. is like the health fitness capital of the world, and things often begin here. And for the last year, up until about a year ago, a lot of celebrities and people would go, do you know about oxygen bars?
Right, right. Yeah. I used to live in Redondo Beach, yeah, so
I was out there a bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now the big thing is molecular hydrogen.
Oh.
And you can I have a device that I've used for months, a small device. I use it at my desk or before I go to bed or when I'm reading and watching television, and I breathe in hydrogen. And
so
I
it's
also
just
take,
emitting hydrogen?
Pardon me?
It's just emitting hydrogen?
Yes, yes, but it's medicinal hydrogen. It's pure, it's safe, it's not habit-forming. All natural, no risk, no overdose, no prescription, no side effects. And what it does to health and the beauty of your skin and your immune system is phenomenal. I guarantee that probably in the next 2 to 3 years, you'll see hydrogen inhalers available at every doctor's office, and they'll charge an arm and a leg to use it. It's truly miraculous to me, and whether you're dealing with lack of energy or aging too quickly or cancer, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, there's a place for molecular hydrogen. So all I would say is go to my website. I've just written a blog about it. I have an article. I have listed lots and lots of scientific studies. So you can read all about it.
So where can people get it now, if it's not in physicians' offices? Well,
there are a handful of places around the world, but you know me, I don't own any stock in any company.
Right.
But I do my homework, and I always want the best. Mm-hmm. And there's a company in Boulder, Colorado, called Vital Reaction, and from them I buy my hydrogen tablets. And I wish we had video here, because you put one of these little effervescent tablets into water, and within 2 minutes you see about 1,000,000 nanobubbles. It has no taste. You can put it in juice, but not carbonated drinks, and you drink it right down. And I happen to do that usually twice a day. I usually do it before I work out, but it doesn't really matter when. And I usually do it about an hour before I go to bed. And then throughout the day, whenever I'm able, with this little portable device, I might take it to my bed and use it before I go to sleep or wake up. And you put this cannula on. I do it when I'm working on my computer and going online or watching TV or just reading a book. And you 30 minutes a day is recommended. Sometimes if I'm just working at my desk, Carla, I'll go hours using it. And the more I use it, the better I feel. And it's funny because I've done all of this for 6 months, and people often say I'm looking better and younger, and the only thing I've changed is I take these hydrogen tablets once or twice a day. On days, I'll tell you the truth, when I'm so completely stressed out or traveling, and you don't get all the good foods when you travel, I'll take up to 4 tablets a day. And I can carry this little device, the inhaler, from room to room. I could take it with me on my trips. I don't.
So does the inhaler, do you do the same thing where you put the pill into the water and then?
No.
Okay.
This machine takes regular tap water and electrolyzes it to make it a gas, a medicinal gas, and you're literally breathing in pure hydrogen.
Oh, okay.
You're breathing in 7%. Obviously, you don't, well, for many reasons, you don't want to go higher than that. But keep in mind, there's no contraindication with any medication you might take. It's completely natural, not habit-forming, no chance of an overdose, no risks, no negative side effects.
Does Vital Reaction have that as well?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
it
wonderful.
It has these two. And I like that it's here in America.
Yeah.
And this company knows exactly what they're doing. In fact, I'm just going on my computer right now,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at my first blog, it's all about molecular hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
And you can go to favorite products. I have it there, but I will just really so I'm pausing here. If you have a pen and paper, I'll give you the telephone number that you could call just to get more info. And it's a toll-free number, yay.
Yeah.
It's 800-794-5355.
Uh-huh.
794-5355. Whenever I have a question, I always go to extension 813. That's Emery. She's the product and detoxification specialist. She knows all about it. So I'm always asking questions, and the more, like there, remember, 1,200 peer-reviewed studies on the benefits of molecular hydration and how it works on 170 disease models.
Oh, that's very exciting. And just for our listeners, some of them may not know what peer-reviewed articles are, and that's just scientists, when they complete studies, that is, you know, contained within the literature, you know, throughout the world, in the libraries throughout the world. And so scientists continue to study and fill gaps in the literature. And so Susan's basically, you know, these are scientifically reviewed literature articles based on the studies that these scientists have completed. And 1,200, you say?
1,200.
Oh, that's amazing.
I haven't read every one of them, but I have read a few hundred on everything from, one of the big things is weight loss. It helps you lose weight.
Oh, my.
It helps your mind to be sharper and stronger. I sleep better with it. I have more energy. It makes your skin look absolutely beautiful. So you'll be spending less money on getting facials and skin products. It's truly phenomenal to me, and I think it's like a miracle.
What do they think that is in the hydrogen that is so specific to, you know, the health benefits that are happening?
Well, with all the processing of our foods, and there is hydrogen in most foods that we eat, and a lot in sprouts, by the way.
Okay.
But I think with all the processing, you lose. You know, it's mm-hmm. like when you heat and cook and mm-hmm. process foods and grill and bake, and you know how you lose a lot of the oxygen and you lose a lot of the hydrogen. Now
right.
you're just getting that back into your body. It's like a youth-enhancing molecule. And mm-hmm. the two ways you can take it are by inhaling the gas. That sounds funny, but that's, mm-hmm. that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is just put a tablet in a glass of water. Wait till it dissolves. It's about 2 minutes, and it makes this cloudy drink,
uh-huh.
and then you just drink it down.
And no negative side effects known to date. That's
nothing.
Just amazing. Okay, so we have to stay on track here. It's so much fun to talk with you always. So,
but we have 3 more hours, right?
Yeah. So basically today we're talking about the diet and the whole picture of health and getting specific. You're going to talk to us about the 10 foods you recommend we avoid if we want to be healthy. Can you tell us briefly why each is...
We'll start on the list.
Yeah, we
okay,
need
everyone
to.
Everyone there at the studio, sit down. Now, the first would be, and I'll tell you briefly why. I could talk an hour on each one, but I'll make it brief.
Okay.
As brief as I can. First one would be donuts. It's one category, donuts, potato chips, and French fries. And why? Because these are all cooked in high heat and overused oils, you know, over and over. They
mm-hmm.
keep using them over,
mm-hmm.
usually trans fat oils. And the combination of the refined carbs and the excessively high temperatures, this is all scientifically proven, by the way,
mm-hmm.
forms a potent cancer-causing compound called acrylamide. And fried chips, like potato chips, contain the highest level of acrylamide, and acrylamide causes genetic mutation, leading to a wide range of cancers, especially and including breast and prostate cancer.
You know, that's just the word. I was talking with our producers. There was just a warning about coffee and acrylamide. And
yes.
Yeah, and yes. Starbucks was having to put a warning on coffee because of the roasting process, I believe it is, that causes that acrylamide.
Exactly, the high heat. And I avoid coffee just because it changes the pH balance of your body, makes your body over acidic. It might give you energy to get going in the morning, but I think that you never know your body's true natural energy level if you're always addicted to things like coffee, that if you don't have it in 24 hours, what usually happens? You get a little bit of a headache. Your body's beginning to do that house cleaning. And I just think it's good not to eat anything that you're addicted to, that you'd almost kill for it if you couldn't get it in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Coffee's one of those things that people think that they can't start the day without it. But listen, here's another novel idea. Get a little more sleep at night.
Right, right.
Instead.
So what we need to move through this because
I know. Okay.
Whole milk, is that another in the ice
well,
cream?
Well, whole milk and ice cream. Now, I know you live in Dairyland, don't you?
It's right next to us in Wisconsin.
yes, okay, in that area. Uh-huh. Well, dairy products usually contain so much saturated fat and have been linked in studies to diabetes, arthritis, breast and prostate cancers. I'd say limit them. I don't eat dairy at all, but if you just can't give them up, limit them and make sure that you get organic products when you have dairy, because there's so many chemicals in the products.
Right, the pesticides, the herbicides, all of that.
Now,
margarine, we know that's the, yeah.
That's like fake butter. Between butter and margarine, butter's much better because it's a real food. Margarine's fake.
Right.
Made with trans fat and hydrogenated fat sources.
Right.
And these are constantly associated with higher cancer rates and accelerated aging.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we go to sodas and soft drinks
and even diet.
So
there are at least 7 teaspoons of sugar in one can of soda. And that's way too much for our bodies to handle efficiently. And both the diet and regular sodas, Carla, are so full of chemicals mm-hmm. that cause you to age quickly. They absolutely change the pH balance of your body, make you too acidic, which ages you quickly and sets you up for all kinds of disease. And diet sodas, and the truth is I've never had one in my life.
Well, the artificial sweeteners are so dangerous.
Yeah,
I mean,
they dehydrate your body.
Okay.
So one can of soda, you do need to follow it up with about 8 extra glasses of water.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm sure no one's out there doing that.
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. So, and then just getting to white sugar and flour foods. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Not only does white sugar have no nutritional value, but it depletes your body of valuable nutrients, especially the B vitamins, just to digest and metabolize it. It's highly correlated to hypoglycemia, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, not to mention dental issues.
Right.
And sugar destroys, ladies, sugar destroys the elastin and collagen of your skin, which leads to wrinkles and accelerated aging. And the average American eats over 150 pounds of sugar every year because it's in everything, like white flour. The nutritional value has been stripped out of the whole grain to make this lifeless, pernicious white flour that leads to all kinds of disease, and the white flour is void of nutrients. So you're constantly feeling hungry because your body's not getting the nutrients it needs if you eat a lot of white flour products, which leads to overeating.
Right. And we touched upon artificial sweeteners in diet sodas, but tell us a little more about the artificial sweetener situation.
So you've heard of aspartame and saccharin, and other artificial sweeteners are added to so many foods and sweets, but including chewing gum, toothpaste, and mouthwash. We just need to re-educate our taste buds and choose more natural sweeteners. And by the way, aspartame is linked to over 90 ailments and diseases, and including death.
It's amazing. I taught a nutrition class and learned a lot myself about that. So
yes.
I would think you'd want to avoid them
completely. In other words, since this is the last show and we're not going to get to exactly what to eat, but choose your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, with
right.
real colorful foods, not a white and beige processed food diet.
And you have beautiful cookbooks. I mean, well, recipes that are in your books that
yes.
people, when they Google your name, they can find. I love the books that you have
Thank
written.
You.
Yeah. Oh, but now we've got to get to sausage and hot dogs.
Oh, no.
Tell us about
okay.
that.
Okay. These are fraught with saturated fat, and that leads to heart disease, cancer, obesity, accelerated aging. Keep in mind that Diet, Carla, is not the most important and only issue germane to health, but it's a big one because 8 out of 10 leading causes of death in North America are directly related to diet. And I think that people are digging their graves with their knives and forks every time they sit down to eat.
And the inflammation that results from these diets
Always.
And the imbalance in pH. Okay, now we're going to
yep.
grilled and barbecued meat.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I know, people are going
to
start crying.
Time. But that, remember, you can limit it.
Okay.
And eat small amounts. And whenever you eat these foods, have a lot of leafy greens with them to help neutralize the toxic chemicals, but it's well known that cancer-causing chemicals form on meat when it's barbecued, and then add to that the high saturated fat content of the meat, and you have a veritable disease-producing meal.
I can't believe
no.
it. Yeah, okay, so now we're to the 10th, and that's food made with artificial colorings and flavorings. Tell
well,
us about that.
This is a no-brainer.
Okay.
Yeah, because you want real natural, I mean, how can you improve on the flavor of a blueberry or raspberry or papaya? But you want to avoid chemicals because the chemicals wreak havoc on the body and throw our bodies out of balance. So you want to stay away from artificial and fake foods and choose real, colorful foods.
And you know, we have probably about 5 minutes, I think. So I'm going to quick list what you sent for foods that you can have, and then you pick out which ones you want to emphasize. Oh, we're down to 2 minutes, they're telling me. But let's quick just say cinnamon, pumpkin, and butternut squash, all greens and produce, berries, spinach, avocado, broccoli sprouts, cherry tomatoes, flaxseed, and celery. Of all of those, which would you tell our listeners
well,
they
cinnamon
should?
Cinnamon helps balance your blood sugar level. Pumpkin and butternut squash has an antioxidant in it called alpha-lipoic acid that is wonderful to make your skin beautiful, youthful, and healthy. You want to have a lot of greens, a lot of salads in your diet every day, probably the most important food you can eat. All berries are great because they're low in calories and rich in nutrients. And Popeye wasn't just a muscular cartoon figure. He knew what he was talking about when he said to eat spinach because it's full of minerals. Avocado, by the way, it's like nature's butter, and it's a great libido. So when you go to a Mexican restaurant, it's not the tequila and margarita. It's the avocado that might get you in the mood. Broccoli sprouts, you can learn how to make those in my book, Kitchen Gardening. Cherry tomatoes, there's no food better on planet Earth to prevent and help prostate cancer than tomatoes. And ounce for ounce, cherry tomatoes are better than the big ones because most of the nutrients are in the skin.
Oh.
And the thick skin of cherry tomatoes will give you the most benefits. So they don't even need to be refrigerated. And I always take them when I fly. I take a big baggie of them. Flaxseed is rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and in 4 minutes, not 4 minutes, I'm sorry, 4 hours, that would be funny, 4 hours of taking flaxseed, it will improve your mood.
Oh, interesting.
Put you in a better mood.
And then celery, real quickly.
And then celery is so rich in water, it's a natural tranquilizer. It flushes your body of toxic residue, and it's just, and the Greeks and Romans used to put it in crowns on the head of distinguished guests. It was so revered.
As usual, you are amazing in all the information that you bring to us, and I know that our listeners will miss hearing you, but you can go to SusanSmithJones.com and get all the information. And Susan, thank you so much for all of the time you've given us here on Here's to Your Health. It's just been a joy.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you again for listening to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla. Stay healthy.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.